On this 10th day of July, 2011, in Toronto, Canada, we are speaking from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 13, The Lord's Dancing at Ratha Yatra, text number 80. And this is a Sunday evening program. So first I'd like to thank everyone, and especially Keshava and all of his wonderful helpers, for allowing me to be here again. I think this is the sixth straight year that I've come at this time, and it's always a wonderful trip for me. I get to go here in Winnipeg. One year I went to Montreal for their Ratha Yatra. But tonight I'd like to quote a little bit from this chapter. This is one of the favorite chapters devotees read before Ratha Yatra, because it describes in detail Lord Chaitanya's dancing in Ratha Yatra, and it's understood that this went on for 20 years. In other words, this is just the description of what happened every year for 20 years. And it's really Lord Chaitanya's mood and what he revealed about Ratha Yatra that has come down to us and is the theme of Ratha Yatra, its practice in the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So, first I'd like to offer my obeisance to Srila Prabhupada, Om Jnanam Timurandasya, Jnanandana Shalakaya, Chakshuun Midatam Mena, Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. I was born in the darkness of ignorance. My spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my humble obeisance unto him and all members of Sri Parampara. So, Lord Chaitanya was actually a revolutionary, in the greatest sense of the word, because he broke open the highest method of devotional service, and he gave it to everybody. He taught the simple method of chanting the holy name in congregation called Sankirtan, and he was very adamant that everyone in society was eligible to practice this system of self-realization and God-realization. And he met much opposition. He met much opposition from the strict Hindus, what they call smarta Brahmins, who were very absorbed in the strict rules of the Vedas and wanted to just keep these mantras and keep this process for the higher classes, such as the Brahmins. And he met, of course, some opposition from the Muslims who were ruling at that time in that part of India. But Lord Chaitanya was undaunted, and in the Ratha Yatra, before the parade started, he uttered this one verse, which I'm going to share with you. It's quoted in the Padyavali, which I've recorded. This Padyavali is a Rupa Goswami's favorite verses that he collected, almost 400 of them. And this one is included there, and it's also included in this Chaitanya Charitamrita. This Chaitanya Charitamrita was one of Srila Prabhupada's great gifts to us, originally written by Srila Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami, who was not a contemporary of Lord Chaitanya, but came right after, and he was an associate of Lord Chaitanya's most intimate disciples, the six Goswamis, headed by Rupa and Sanatana. And so Srila Prabhupada translated this, and he included commentary, much of it from his spiritual master, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So in text 80 here, Lord Chaitanya utters this verse in which he gives us this idea that all of us, every single one of us, is a servant of Krishna. And he identifies himself only as that. So I'll chant this verse, and it's the last section. Yeah, I think many of you will recognize. Naham vipro na chalanapati napi vaishyo na shudro. Naham varni na chagrihapati no vanasto yativa. Kintu prodyan nikalapadamananda ponamritabdhe. Gopi Bhatu Padakamalayo Dasa Dasa Nodasa. So Lord Chaitanya is saying to Jagannath just before the procession, I am not a Brahmin, I am not a Kshatriya, I am not a Vaishya or a Shudra, nor am I a Brahmachari, a householder, Vranaprastha, or Sannyasi. I identify myself only as the servant of the servant of the servant of the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna, the maintainer of the gopis. He is like an ocean of nectar, and he is the cause of universal transcendental bliss. He is always existing with brilliance. So this verse is very famous, especially that last section, Dasa Dasa No Das. Lord Jagannath, Jagannath means the Lord of the universe. Lord of the universe. And once a year in Puri, he comes out of the temple, and he makes himself available to everybody. A million pilgrims come, approximately, from all over the world, and they have this huge procession, which is the model for the Ratha Yatra here and the others that are put on all over the world by the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And everybody can offer their prayers to Lord Jagannath, chant his holy name. At a certain point, he stops the cart, and there's gardens on either side, and people can bring their offerings for Jagannath. So he makes himself accessible. And this is the theme here, that we should not identify ourselves with our external position according to the body that we have attained in this particular life. As we know from the Bhagavad Gita, none of us is a body, everyone is a soul. Eternal spirit soul. We were never born, we will never die. We exist eternally. At this point in time, we inhabit a certain physical body according to our karma, according to the modes of nature that we have acquired. But that's temporary. Clearly it's temporary. So Krishna consciousness, bhakti yoga, means to begin to identify ourselves and act on the basis of our real identity. And that real identity is the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord. In another place, when Sanatana Goswami, one of the leaders of the six Goswamis, approached Lord Chaitanya for instruction. And he asked him, "Who am I? Ke ami? Why am I suffering in this world? If I can't answer that question, then what is the use of all of my acquired knowledge?" And Lord Chaitanya answered him and gave us the answer for all of us as well. Jivera Swarupoi Krishnera Nityadas. That the jiva, every soul, is eternally a servant of Krishna. And having forgotten that, we are living a false identity. It's called the false ego. And in that identity, based on this body, the age, the gender, the race, the language, all of these things, we lead a life of frustration, because we can never find a permanent place of happiness or security on this material platform. So the Sankirtan movement, based on the chanting of the holy name, awakens that identity that we have. And the process of devotional service, as taught in the centers of Krishna consciousness founded by Srila Prabhupada and given very deep, great detail in his books, allows us to live that life as a servant of Krishna. And one of the aspects of this service, it's a very joyous lifestyle. One of the aspects is these periodic festivals, of which Jagannath Ratha Yatra is most exuberant. Because this is really what should be celebrated in this world. It are the pastimes of the Lord, His magnanimity and munificence in making Himself available for people to come, to serve, to glorify, to see, to celebrate, and in this way to purify ourselves of the material dirt that has entered our heart and is keeping us bound to this material world. So this is then Lord Chaitanya begins his dancing. Now there are several levels in which the Jagannath Ratha Yatra takes place. So I wanted to say a few words about the internal or the esoteric meaning of Ratha Yatra. Ratha Yatra is a pastime, and the pastime begins, or it's based in, when Lord Krishna met the residents of Vrindavan in Kurukshetra. If you read the 10th canto of the Bhagavad Purana, which Srila Prabhupada has given us as Krishna book, Krishna the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in chapter 82, 83, I forget the latter part of the chapter of the book, you'll find that Krishna travels to Kurukshetra. Now we know from Bhagavad Gita that Kurukshetra is a holy place. Dharma Chetra, Kurukshetra. These are the first words of Bhagavad Gita. So it's a holy place, and where at a certain time of the year when there's this full solar eclipse, it's very auspicious to go and bathe in the lakes there. So Krishna comes all the way from Dwarka to Kurukshetra, and the residents of Vrindavan also travel there. So they're meeting him for after a long separation, you see. And that meeting of Krishna and his intimate associates, especially the gopis, and their attitude toward him is the basis of the internal, or the essence of Jagannath Ratha Yatra. And I'll explain in a minute, and I'll read from one of the later verses here. So when Krishna arrived there, he had how many queens? 16,108. And they were all with him, and all the entourage. You can imagine the procession. And he was in the role of a royal prince of Dwarka. But the gopis, they remembered him as that wonderful young boy that they had consorted with in Vrindavan many years earlier. They wanted to see him in that attitude. That's their mood, you see. It's called a rasa, a certain mood in which they see Krishna and like to serve Krishna. So it was wonderful to meet Krishna again, but they're still there hankering. Give up all this royal dress. Here, take the flute again, come back to Vrindavan, and let's go into the forest again and we'll dance together. That was the mood of the gopis, headed by Radharani. Lord Chaitanya, who was none other than Krishna and Radha combined, he was in the mood of Radharani. In the mood of Radharani. And in this Jagannath Rathayatra, he's in the mood of taking Krishna from Kurukshetra to Vrindavan. The big temple of Jagannath, some of you may have seen it, very impressive, in the middle of the city, that represents Dwarka. The Gunjita temple, which is a few miles away, is a little out of the city, it represents the Vrindavan. And so Lord Chaitanya is drawing Jagannath to Vrindavan. He's not pulling the ropes, he's pulling him with the ropes of the heart, with his love, you see? So Lord Chaitanya is dancing in the mood of Radha, and Jagannath is coming through this sylvan place. And so for us, we have our big city temple here, and Jagannath is going to that nice green island, right? You go across the river, across the part of the lake, and there you are in Center Island with all the greenery and the trees. So we can have that same mood, that we're pulling Jagannath back to Vrindavan. So the mood of the very nice verse here that describes how Lord Chaitanya was in the mood of Radharani. This is text number 137. And there's a little purport, very nice purport. Lord Chaitanya, speaking in the mood of Radharani, said, "For most people, the mind and heart are one. But because my mind is never separated from Vrindavan, I consider my mind and Vrindavan to be one. My mind is already Vrindavan, and since you like Vrindavan, will you please place your lotus feet there? I would deem that your full mercy." And in the purport, it's a very nice purport here, listen up. "The mind's activities are thinking, feeling, and willing, by which the mind accepts materially favorable things and rejects the unfavorable. This is the consciousness of people in general. But when one's mind does not accept and reject, but simply becomes fixed on the lotus feet of Krishna, then one's mind becomes as good as Vrindavan. Wherever Krishna is, there also are Srimati Radharani, the gopis, the cowherd boys, and all the other inhabitants of Vrindavan. Thus, as soon as one fixes Krishna in his mind, one's mind becomes identical with Vrindavan. In other words, when one's mind is completely free from all material desires and is engaged only in the service of the Supreme Lord, then one always lives in Vrindavan and nowhere else." Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. This is a very nice purport. In Krishna consciousness, we are trying to train the mind and the senses to be fixed on Krishna, to remember Krishna constantly. It's not easy. There are so many distractions. We come to this process with so many thoughts and so many desires built up for so many lifetimes. But this is the goal, and books like the Chaitanya Charitamrita, which encourage us in the process of devotional service and in to throw ourselves with a great enthusiasm into festivals like this, can help us to cultivate that mood of welcoming Krishna into our hearts. Krishna is all attractive. Everything about him, his beauty, His words, his love, his qualities, his pastimes, everything is attractive about Krishna. Whatever we find in this world that's attractive is simply attractive because it's reflecting a little bit of the attractiveness of Krishna. And so why take this attractiveness secondhand? Why not go directly to the source of all the beauty and the love and everything that we're searching for in this world. So this is what Ratha Yatra is all about. We can celebrate Krishna. It is said that if someone simply sees the Jagannath Ratha Yatra car, they get rid of so many lifetimes full of karma and things that are keeping them bound to this world. What to speak if you get to pull those carts? Don't forget to try to pull the carts, even for a few minutes. You're helping Krishna to come back to Vrindavan. And you're cementing yourself at the lotus feet of Krishna. This for eternal benefit to take part in this Ratha Yatra festival. And if whatever service we can do to bring it on, or to put it on, whether it's a menial service or not, there's another story about how a great king got the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. There was a king in Orissa at this time, his name was Prataparudra. And he took a broom, it had a golden handle, after all he was a king, but it was still a broom. And he swept away of Jagannath. In other words, he took a very menial position. And by doing that, this great king, who had so many people at his beck and call, who had so much wealth, still, before the Lord of the universe, he recognized his position as a very menial servant. And by this act, he got the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, who is Krishna himself. And that's told about in this wonderful book, Chaitanya Charitamrita. So these are some of the ideas, the meaning of Jagannath Ratha Yatra that is coming up. It's a wonderful community. You have so many different kinds of people with many different skills who can help to make this a very successful festival, as it has been so many years. This is my sixth year coming here. And I'm always amazed at the different variety of things that go on to accompany this Ratha Yatra, the wonderful kirtan last year. The kirtan, they also had it one or two days before. The Ratha Yatra of kirtan in the temple, very wonderful. Those of you who haven't heard Madhava chant Hare Krishna, he transports you directly to the spiritual world. He's one of the leading kirtaniyas in all of ISKCON. I highly recommend to come and listen. It's very, very wonderful. And he'll be here for Friday. I'm sure he'll be here for the weekend also, leading kirtan. Niranjan Swami, who has pioneered preaching in Russia and Ukraine during the days when it was still communist country. A very wonderful friend of mine from Boston. He joined there. I knew him in New York back in 1979, 78. He'll be coming here. These are really wonderful devotees. You shouldn't miss their association. This is all very building up this week. You know, we can all be anticipating this festival. So I have a few PowerPoint presentations I'd like to present. If there are any comments or questions, we could try to answer them, and then we can move on. We have a Shikshastika we're going to present, and also a meditation on Krishna and Vrindavan that I don't think you've seen yet. It's not the sweet, sweet song. It's a different song, but I think you'll like it. By popular demand, we could do that, but you'll have to take it up with Keshari. He's my impresario. So, these are some thoughts on Jagannath Ratha Yatra. If there are no questions or comments, we can move on. Just a few words on Shikshastika. Lord Chaitanya did not write many things, but he did write 8 verses about the chanting of the holy name. And these form foundational scripture, just those 8 verses. Many, many writings of the Goswamis were based on these. And they're very essential for us to understand the chanting of the holy name, the benefits, and the different progression to pure devotion. So we'll present those. I put it into a little poem also. Hare Krishna.
Yes, I understand.